We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us live, Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort this morning to talk about efforts to strip Governor Cuomo of his executive powers. You know, Rob, if you think back to last week, it seemed like there was this huge drumbeat to pull back these powers by both Republicans and Democrats. But this week, it seems to have fizzled. What is the situation?
Well, it's disappointing, Susan, because you're right. A week ago, when we weren't in session, and this story around the governor's administration basically admitting, acknowledging that they lied to the legislature, they lied to the public, that they had the information on nursing home deaths. They didn't provide it because they were worried about a federal investigation. I mean, that was almost verbatim what was said in the secret meeting. And so, of course, that generated all this controversy and the scandal. And 14 Senate Democrats came out and said, the governor needs to be stripped of his powers immediately. So on Monday, our conference put a Democratic bill sponsored by Senator Alessandro Biaggi from New York City. We put that bill on the floor as a resolution which rescinds his powers. And not one Democrat joined the 20 Republicans in support of that. We did the same thing on Tuesday. We did the same thing on Wednesday. At no time did anyone from the Democratic conference support this. So, you know, it's the old adage, talk is cheap. You can write letters. You can say whatever you want to, but actions speak louder than words. And up to this point now, we've put resolutions on the floor 17 times this year. The Republican conference has put a resolution to rescind the governor's emergency powers, and 17 times every single Senate Democrat has voted it down. And so we'll continue to push for this. I don't know what else the Democrats could possibly need at this point. Maybe there's another scandal that I'm not aware of that could happen, that would be the straw. But at this point, there's like multiple investigations, multiple scandals, and I don't know what else. The Commissioner of Health is due to testify today before the Senate and the Assembly, but yet he said he's going to be late. We don't even know if he's going to show up. So I don't know what else the other side needs to restore accountability, oversight, and the legislature as a co-equal branch of government. But we're going to continue to try to see that that happens.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the health commissioner in just a moment. But, you know, more to this why, I guess, basically, that this momentum seemingly has stalled. Is there something that Democrats could be waiting on? Is there maybe not enough support to go forward with this in the Assembly? Or are you maybe suspecting that something will get done, but will get done maybe just in time for these powers to naturally expire anyway? You know, kind of a case of we did something, but in reality, not really.
Yeah, I tend to think we're moving towards the latter that you just laid out. I think, you know, I don't know the Assembly, obviously. I don't serve in the Assembly. It's a bigger house. But, I mean, you have a legislator there. You have several of them just yesterday that signed a letter saying that the governor's power should be rescinded. I don't know where they were during the week in session, but I think, you know, you had a member there who was literally called and threatened. I don't know what else they would need to come to the aid of. If that was one of my members, I can tell you we would come to the aid of that person. But in the Senate, look at 14 plus 20 is 34. You need 32 people to pass it. It sounds like reports that I'm hearing are, because we're in the budget negotiations, I think they are concerned that if they make a move to rescind the governor's powers, if they make any move the governor views as adversarial, that they are going to pay for that, so to speak, in the budget. The governor is going to, seek retribution during the budget negotiations. And so I think that's probably what's driving their lack of political courage and will. But that should not, nothing about this scandal or about these allegations or rescinding the governor's powers should be a part of a deal. The legislature should want to do this on its own because that's the job we were elected to do. So we'll see what happens. But I suspect at the end of the day, something will happen, but it'll be during the budget or as part of the budget. It'll be at the end when they were going to expire anyways.
And while you're in session, a new Cuomo scandal has, broken out, a sex harassment complaint. What do you make of the timing of that, right behind the nursing home scandal?
Well, I think so. I don't know the individual making the allegations. Obviously, they're very serious, and there seems to be at least some evidence that she has or some, something to back, I don't know if it's text messages or whatever it is, but she, has something to maybe back that up or give credence to it. And so I support the calls of my five colleagues, five female senators from the Republican conference, including Senator Pam Helming from the Finger Lakes region, who have all called for a independent special prosecutor, through the attorney general's office, because the normal body that would oversee something like this to verify if there's truth to it is JCOPE, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics. That body is actually just recently chaired by a former Cuomo staffer whose job it was to identify FOIL and ethics requests that might be problematic for the governor. That was her role in the governor's administration, and now she's chairing the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, whose job it would be to investigate these kinds of claims. So I don't think anyone believes that can happen, that she can do that, unbiased. So we need an independent special prosecutor to look into these very serious allegations and determine if there is, in fact, any truth to them. But it does beg the question. I think the timing of it, Susan, is less and less people are afraid of this governor. And I think as that happens, you may see even more things like this where people are speaking out because they're less and less afraid of the political retribution of Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Speaking with State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort, there is so much attention on the political aspect of this, but, at the core of it, when you're talking about these emergency powers, the ability to issue some of these executive orders, and, we saw more industries, kind of the guidelines they're going to have to look at going forward. I mean, there are the businesses and, everyday people, their jobs, their livelihoods at the core of these decisions, waiting to see what's going to happen in the future. If there is a movement, if that does happen where those powers were scaled back, say it happens today, I know that's not going to happen, but if that were to happen today, what would that mean for some of these regulations and rules that are currently on the books?
Well, keep in mind, so the governor, and you're right, this is all really about regular people, whether you're talking about nursing homes, the powers, the impact it's had on people's livelihoods and businesses, schools, people's children's education. I mean, it's hard to overstate the impact this has had. But the governor's powers basically allowed him, so that people understand, to suspend existing laws, right? So that was there was two pieces of it. One was he could suspend local laws, current state laws, whatever it was. But he could also, and this is probably the more problematic, he could also issue directives or executive orders, which means he effectively can legislate. He can create new legislation. Now, that's normally, obviously, the prerogative and job of the legislature, of senators and assembly members. And there's deliberations as to how those laws are put forward. With the governor, there's no deliberation. He just issues the directives. So the first thing I think would happen is any suspension of laws or directives that had expired, they would be expired. And we would have to craft, he could still craft executive orders. He could still do that as executive. He could still do certain things to govern during the pandemic. He still has certain emergency powers built into the Constitution, but he would no longer be able to simply, you know, issue a directive tomorrow that says, okay, bars can't be open past 10 p.m. Those kinds of things would cease unless the legislature passed a law to do that. Just this week, Brian, we passed a bunch of nursing home bills, nursing home reform bills, which you could argue whether they went far enough or how much reform was really in there. But the bottom line is, all of those bills we just passed, the governor can supersede or suspend them with the stroke of his pen. So all these things we're doing, as long as he maintains those emergency powers, we're really not doing anything. We're really just not doing our full job, and that's what we've been calling for months.
On nursing homes, the health commissioner, Howard Zucker, was supposed to be testifying before the state Senate today, coming up later this morning. Is that going to happen?
It's a great question. You know, because normally I'd like to say absolutely, he has to be there. And by the way, we have the ability to compel him to be there by issuing a subpoena to compel his testimony. But of course, we know the Senate Democrats have been very unwilling to do that. We moved today's hearing was supposed to happen 3 weeks ago. We moved it to accommodate the Commissioner of Health. In other words, we moved it. It was supposed to happen, I think, just after the Attorney General's report. But obviously, they didn't want that to happen. So it was moved to today. And then we find out yesterday that he may be 2 hours late. I know when I go to a doctor's appointment, if I don't cancel it or reschedule it within 24 hours, I have to pay anyways. But apparently that's not reciprocated by doctors in this case. So look, he should be there. This isn't something like you can come when you want to. This is the New York State Legislature, elected by the people of New York. This is the Commissioner of Health in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a scandal and a cover-up where effectively numbers and data on people who died in nursing homes was withheld from both the public and potentially federal authorities. He should be there. If he cannot be there, then he should resign, because this is part of his job. And if he can't do that, this part of his job, then he has no business, in my view, continuing on. He should resign anyways. I've called for that. But if he can't have the good sense and taste to be there, then I think a lot of people have to ask the question, why? That clearly they are hiding something if he can't testify today before the state legislature. I hope he's there. I don't know if we'll get a lot of answers, but we certainly have a lot of questions.
Well, we'll be waiting to find out. Rob, thanks so much for this morning.
Thank you, guys.
State Senator Rob Ort, the New York State Minority Leader.